Stephanie Morales Boileau is a lover of God's word, and she's just written a brand new book called Anything But Ordinary, and it is a very extraordinary story that will inspire you. She's with us right now. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
What event in your life inspired this book? It is a really amazing story.
Well, on May 5th, 2008, I got a phone call from my dad, Jesse Morales, and it was a phone call that I did not see coming, and he called to tell me that he had been diagnosed with ALS, and I didn't know what that was at the time, but I remember him saying, it's fatal. The doctor said it's fatal. There's no cure, and I have 3 to 5 years to live. Oh. And of course, it was a shocking phone call, but the next thing that kind of surprised me was I remember kind of walking to my living room and just falling on my knees, and I remember saying to God, thank you for what you did in his life in 1986. And I remember knowing that because of that, we had hope. And in 1986, my dad had a pretty dramatic divine encounter with God that really changed the trajectory of his life. So it was the phone call and really experiencing God's faithfulness through a season I did not think I would be able to survive that inspired me to write his story.
Now, describe what happened to your dad in 1986.
Well, from 1984 to 1986, my mom was pretty utterly convinced that my dad would never get saved. She had come to know God through a really personal, powerful experience in her living room. And when my dad came home from work that day, she met him at the door, extremely excited. And she said, God is real. I got zapped today. And she didn't know how to explain that she'd been born again, didn't have the language yet. And my dad said, did you take something? He thought she'd taken drugs or something. And he didn't ask her questions. He didn't really show any interest. He fell asleep at a Billy Graham crusade.
Oh, wow.
And she just thought he was never, ever going to get saved. And then one night, sort of out of the blue, he said to her, so by the way, I'm going to become a Christian.
Oh,
and
by the way.
He was shocked. Yeah. And so the next day was the day he surrendered his life to Christ, and that was the event that changed the trajectory of his life and of my life and of eternity, of course, and the way that we experience this diagnosis and disease.
Now there's a picture on the front of the book, and that's your dad, and he has got the biggest smile, my goodness. What was he kind of like before? Was he seemed like just somebody who didn't really matter faith or not?
He'd immigrated from the Philippines in the 70s to Vancouver. He was a mechanic by trade. The way my mom described, she said he was always kind of quote-unquote a good guy that people liked. He's always likable, he's always humble, always relatable, but he was very much a man of the world. There's a story in the book of him coming home, without calling my mom, and coming home having, drank too much at the pub, and going out and drinking with the guys after work, and him and my mom having a lot of conflict and fighting. And so he was a guy you would have liked off the street, but he was lost. He didn't know the Lord and not really interested in religious things. He was from the Philippines, so technically culturally Catholic a little bit, but not really on a personal level. And so when he came to Christ, God, it's not like he didn't change his easygoing, personality, but he was just on a different path after that.
Wow. That's a real message of hope, isn't it? Like, how did...
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds like God just got a hold of him.
Yeah. Well, it was so interesting writing the book and having a lot of conversations with my mom. Of course, she was the keeper of most of these stories. And when we kind of laid the story out, and I said, so he got saved, in 15 months. And she's like, was that it? It felt like way longer. And she's just like, I just thought it was never going to happen. And she's like, it felt like, the Sundays I was sitting in church alone and the fights we were having, she's like, it just felt like forever. And I think when you're in a season where you don't necessarily see fruit or you don't see it, it's tempting to let go of a promise God's given you. And that's when we need to hold on to faith. And as I wrote the story and as my mom rehashed, there were so many times she would say, I forgot about that. There's a story about this random woman coming up to her at a mom's group and basically prophesying over her, saying, your husband's going to get saved. And people, along the way, in hindsight, there were all these little nuggets that God was dropping of saying, see, I am at work, but when you're in real time, sometimes it's hard to recognize those as encouragements to hold on to the promise. And so she prayed. God had some work to do in her life. She would say he was tripping over tracks at home, and she was leaving Bible verses on the mirror, and she was nagging him about everything. And she came to a point where she realized her faith had began to change with her, but not the way she interacted with my dad. And it was the verse in 1 Peter, I think, where he says, you know, wives of unbelieving husbands, they will be won over without words. And so God just began to convict her to love him well. And then it was like that gave his Holy Spirit, you know, room to do what God wanted to do in his life.
It's amazing. The book is called Anything But Ordinary, Finding Faith That Works When Life Doesn't, by Stephanie Morales-Beaulieu. She's been our guest. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me.